following program contains paid content. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the presenter and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, LLC, its owners, management, affiliates, and sponsors.
It's time for the Debbie Matthews Show. Let's light it up.
Let me talk to you. 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 Come on. So they have them
Well, it's April 21st, and you know what that means. It's now the official Debbie Matthews Show in Columbia, Tennessee, the greatest city in the planet. And I am joined tonight by one of my favorite people that was ever created by God, Matt Murphy. He is a midday radio show host, one of the best in the nation, but Nashville's got him, and we're thankful for him to be there. And I am loving that he said, Debbie, I'll do your first show. I said, well, maybe the Hot Mess Express title by the end of this, but Matt Murphy, I'm surrounded by beautiful men in the studio, and tonight it's so good to see you all, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for all the radio listeners out there, because I know a lot of people are tuning in. I put up a Facebook thing like 48 hours ago, and I'm almost at 600 people overnight.
How about that?
I think we've got something special here. So, Matt
Hello,
Murphy,
Debbie.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for inviting me. And I think the official thing that I said was, you said, will you be on my radio show, my first radio show? And I said, Debbie, I will do anything you ask me to do.
Yes, you did say that.
And here I am.
So I've got other things to
you guys, ask. You've got plenty more.
I hope so. But anyway, this is my first radio show. And Matt, I just want to tell you that you have such a huge following in Maury County. You know that, right?
I hope so.
It's not any hope into it. So I'm a realtor in my day life hours. And I was standing on Highway 431 at this big, nice ranch house that nobody had been living in, okay, for a while. And I couldn't get the door open. Something was wrong with the door. And so all of a sudden, somebody started speaking to me through the Ring doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, are you having trouble getting in? And I said, I am. I'm the realtor here. Take a look at this show.
Mm-hmm.
To this house, and I'm having people come in. And they said, well, you're Debbie Matthews, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, I heard you on the Matt Murphy Show.
Oh, well, that's great.
No, well, that's weird. I walk into Catfish Campus. I'm sitting there eating a piece of catfish and a hush puppy. And this woman, well, it was three women. They all crowded around me and said, we heard you on the Matt Murphy Show. And it was like, holy crap. So you have a huge following in Maury County. So I couldn't think of anything better. Well, when are you going to move here?
Well, maybe sometime soon. Once you find me that house that's...
I keep sending you wonderful log homes. You should have grabbed the one in Williamson County.
Once you get in your car, drive to Washington, D.C., and convince those fellas to do the things necessary to get interest rates down.
Well, see, if you have a good realtor, they know that to negotiate an interest rate buy down.
Do you know well, there you go.
So, see, you just tell me I need my interest rate lower.
I love Columbia. I absolutely love this town.
Well, it loves you. Maury County loves you. And they listen. They are really listening. So, you know, keep it up. Give them a shout out every once in a while.
I will.
So tonight I'm going to take you to dinner afterwards.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, there's beautiful restaurants that we have here. And we love food. We love crafts food. You know, there's an old saying that people from Williamson County, when they meet you, they look at you and say, now, who's your granddaddy?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you're Sumner County, they look at you when they meet you and they say, well, where do you attend church?
Mm-hmm.
In Maury County, when they meet you, they look at you and say, what kind of bourbon do you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a bourbon fan.
And in Davidson County, they look at you and say, give me your wallet.
That's right. That's right. And it's getting worse every day, right? So
I drink, my grandfather, I learned this from my grandfather.
Okay.
When I'm asked what I drink,
okay,
I tell the truth.
Which is?
I prefer OP. Which is other people's.
Other people's. I see that. And I have served a lot of OP to other people that want my liquor, especially on Mule Day. Did you come to Mule Day?
I was unable to attend. I was out of town. Otherwise, I would have been here.
Have you ever been to Mule Day?
I've not been to Mule Day in Columbia. Believe it or not, I don't want to offend any Columbites what are
Colombians.
We Colombians. But there are other Mule Days.
Yes, I know. But this
Winfield,
is the
Alabama, has the Mule Day for Alabama, and okay. And most people who listen to my radio show know that I was in Alabama for about 20 years, and I attended a Mule Day in Winfield, and I imagine that it is a pale facsimile of what would be in Columbia.
Yeah, this is the big granddaddy of them all. Yeah, so
a lot of poop, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that makes us have beautiful roses, you know, so it's all good.
Sure.
You know, did you know that the Grand Canyon comes out here to buy the mules?
The Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm. You know, a donkey you can take off the side of a cliff, but you cannot take a mule off the side of a cliff. So they come and they buy the mules from Murray County. Yeah.
The Grand Canyon does.
The Grand Canyon's tour, the whatever they call the scouts.
Wait a minute. So... The donkeys don't work at the Grand Canyon?
No, because a donkey will walk right off the edge, but a mule will not. That's why they use mules. That's right. They're like, get some crazy woman on a trail ride to go down.
Donkey side.
Donkey side. That's right. The donkey side. So
I don't know that there's a lot of call for mules anymore, though. I feel like we're losing
agrarian
society. We're losing that.
Yeah.
Just because, so much of what you see on farms nowadays doesn't involve animals, and certainly the use of the mule has gone downhill over the last 40 years
or so. Well, we celebrate it every year, and we want it to continue.
Absolutely.
I think the Mennonites buy the mules here. The people in Lancaster, Pennsylvania come down this way to purchase. There used to be a big mule auction in the mornings. On Saturday morning of Mule Day, that's where it all sort of.
That's that is a male donkey, female horse, or do I have?
I think
backwards?
So. I call it hillbilly chemistry.
Oh sure.
Okay. I mean the hillbilly chemistry they do at UT where they did the body farm, you know, where they bury bodies. That's like two hillbillies starting that, going, well, let's bury it and take a look at it in about 2 weeks, see what it looks like.
I see. I've always said that I wish politicians were more like mules. More stubborn and infertile.
Yes. Well, we need a lot of that. More stubborn and more infertile. That's right. Well, I'm so glad that you're here.
And well, thank you for inviting me.
So, Matt,
it's a pleasure.
You know, I know that you're a Conway Twitty loving Virgo.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite song, Conway Twitty?
I'd love to lay you down.
It's a good song.
With your hair up all in curlers, I'd still love to lay you down.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he got some of the songs that he got on the radio in the 1970s, on the radio in the 1970s.
Anything went in the 70s art world.
I mean, if anyone who has not experienced it, go listen to Conway Twitty, You've Never Been This Far Before. And he is singing a song in the middle of the 1970s on country radio in the South about having relations with someone who's never had relations before. And how he got that past the censorship of the day is amazing.
Well,
it's a great song.
Yeah, but there were a lot of... Young girl, you're a fine girl. All those songs back then were about young.
Well, I mean, I know.
And it was, yeah.
The day that my relationship changed with my wife, the day that I told her, I explained to her that just about every song that's ever been written is about drunkenness or sexual relations or drugs. Just about every song that's ever written.
Yeah. I would say that that's a lot, especially in country music today.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, nowadays.
Yeah. Country music used to be about tradition and God and family and things,
mm-hmm.
and they said we got to kill that because we can't be looking back on stuff that's good and wholesome and whatever.
Right.
So now it's all about drinking and hooking up. I pitched a song once. So a lot of people may not know me, but my husband is a pro songwriter. That's mm-hmm. what we did forever. We're publishers. We still own songs, and what publishers do is Jason grows a song, I cut it off at the stock, and I take it to market, right? And we shop them to different people. But if you had a song with the term looking back in it, they would say, oh, that's too old. That's too old. So it's like, holy crap. Probably the dance would not get cut today.
I was about to say, isn't that the
looking back? Yeah,
the two opening words of one of the more famous songs in country music.
which is I'll tell you the story of the dance sometime.
One of these days?
Yeah, because they almost didn't put that out as a single. I meant the radio station, Capitol Records was moving on. They had put out two singles, and they were moving on to the next record. Because they had this big song, I think, Friends in Low Places. And
that'll never work.
And, Alan Reynolds, who was the...
I feel bad for Mark Chestnut.
Why?
Well, because he put it out, too.
Yeah.
And his technically, I don't think they put it out as a single, but I think his dropped on his album before Garth had his.
Yeah.
I think they were shopping the song around and they both decided
but
to
Jimmy
record
Bowen
it.
Owned Nashville at the time and he was the head of Capitol Records. But Alan Reynolds was Garth's producer. And he said, before you go on to the next record, I need you to go to Atlanta. I need you to see something. He didn't tell him why I was taking him there. So they took him to Atlanta to a Garth concert. And Garth played the dance to close it out. And the crowd went berserk. Yeah. And he said, okay, we're going to put it out as a single. Met totally awesome stories about songs. So I'm excited to get to share some of that with my people on the new radio show. So I'm glad you like country music.
Love it. Absolutely. Well, my knowledge of music ends at about 2000. So,
well, I love it. Absolutely.
Anything before then, I'm good.
Well, tonight I want to, I'm really excited about tonight. One thing is, I'm glad you're on because I wanted to talk about this Christopher Ray thing that happened at Vandy last week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So guys, I'm coming off of where you can't see me because I want to read this real quick. And I was like, this is what I had 1,000 things to talk to you about, but this is the thing that I want to talk about because I think people need to hear this out in radio land.
You're talking about the FBI deal?
The FBI says Chinese hackers are preparing to attack U.S.
That's right. He made that announcement at Vanderbilt.
Right. So this week, Reuters out of Nashville, the Chinese government has linked hackers who have burrowed into the U.S. infrastructure and are waiting for just the right moment to deal a devastating blow. This is what Christopher Ray said this week. Okay. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Vault Typhoon, that's what it's called, has successfully gained access to numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors with 23 pipeline operators targeted, Ray said in a speech at Vandy. China is developing the ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing, Ray said. And then he said, conflict and emerging threats. It's the plan is to land low blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic. So I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, oh, hell, this is no joke, right? And if they time it right before the election, it will be chaos, right? Of some means.
Like they timed the last thing about a year before the election?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's purposely timed. But, you know, so I wanted to ask you, your beautiful wife's here with you tonight, Erica. It's my first time to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, do y'all do any type of thinking about this?
Prepping?
Well, I hate to use the word prep because that makes you think, you know, you're running off with the chickens, you know, but...
Well, here's what I would say.
Okay.
That I think most Americans believe that we live, and this is the way that I grew up believing, right?
Okay.
That we believe on this bedrock of civilized society. That it is firm. The firmament is solid, and the foundation is good, and it's deep. And when I was a kid, I recall seeing civil unrest in other parts of the world. You would see, you know, these military coups where they would take over duly elected governments and create banana republics. And you would say, well, that could never happen here because this is America and America's different.
Right.
You would see, you know, other types of unrest happening around the world. And you would think to yourself, well, that could never happen here because we live, you know, in the center of civilized society in Western culture. And I don't believe that that's true. I don't know that it's ever been true, and it's certainly not true in 2024.
Yeah.
I call it the thin veneer of civilized society.
Yeah.
If you want to know how civilized our society is or how bedrock our representative republic is, turn the lights off for 3 weeks.
Well, I say 3 days.
You know?
They say grocery stores only have 3 days worth of groceries. 3 days. And then people are going to panic. So back to the question: are you prepping?
I mean, I do my own thing. Sure. I don't have stores of 25-year-old food in the basement.
Yeah.
But I do have stores of ammunition. I mean, right? So
well, you got to eat something. Do you not have something? Well, you should have something. You got tuna. You got spam.
Well, you either got to have it or you got to take it, right?
Well, that's the thing. They have these things called wolf preppers. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that don't prep. They're just waiting for you to, when the crap goes down,
and then
they're
going
to come
yours.
And take yours. Yeah, right. That's what they're saying.
Well, they're not going to come take mine.
Okay, but you still have to have something to eat ammunition.
Without a fight. No, I do believe that when America is shaken up, you know, I'm 50 years old, so when I was a kid, it was the Red Scare. We were concerned about the scourge of communism. The movie Reds came out. Red Dawn came out. And every fear-based prognostication involved some sort of nuclear destruction or invasion against the United States of America. And I think in the modern world, that invasion will come in the form of destroying our electronics and watching us destroy ourselves from inside the country.
So, well,
although we have a particular invasion going on right now on the southern border, that's
exactly.
a different subject, but
right. Well, their congressional loading is what they're doing on that. So they load up big cities so they can get more congressional seats.
Sure.
They don't even have to vote. They don't even have to send in a paper ballot.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be there for the next census, right?
Right.
So, you know, our congressional 5 district, that's going to be thrown all to pieces the next go around for sure.
Democrats are learning from the best about how to play the long game.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning from the communist Chinese.
I'd say absolutely. And the Marxists, yes.
Right. I mean, no one knows better than the communist Chinese how to play the long game, in as much as they don't have to worry about elections, right?
Right.
You know, anyone combating that, Donald Trump's a great example. Donald Trump tries to push back on that. They know that Donald Trump has to deal with another election. And the leadership they don't have to deal with any elections ever. So they can wait him out.
Right.
When they see that threat, they can do what they can do to try to kind of destroy him and alter the election.
So yesterday or this past week, Biden was in Pennsylvania. Did you see this?
I did.
Okay, so he's in Pennsylvania and he goes.
Talking about cannibals?
Well, he talked about cannibals, yeah. But he said, well, you know, something about my predecessor, but he's a little tied up right now. And he made that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here going, you've tied him up in a farce of an election.
Yep.
I mean, a farce of an indictment. And that over 50% of this country is looking at you saying this right now, that you don't, that their vote, their opinion, how this should go down doesn't matter at all. You've got him tied up. And now today, there was I think it was on Newsmax that they were talking about if they can land one indictment on Trump, just one, that they're going to take away his Secret Service. Have you seen that?
I have not.
So let's walk that through and say, if he does get indicted, he's put in jail. Does that mean that somebody's going to try to get to him? Yes, we know that probably. But to take away his Secret Service, I think that's a huge thing. Now, I don't know if it will ever pass out of Congress, but right now there's no guarantees of anything that's going to pass in or out of Congress with what's going on right now. I mean, how was your tax day this past? Well, we'll talk about that.
It was great.
Was it?
It's always great.
Yeah, it's a pat.
Tax day is better in Tennessee, I will say that.
Yes,
after
it
living
is.
After living in a state that had a state income tax for as long as I did.
Which is Alabama.
Which is Alabama, and then before that, Georgia. And, I mean, every state that I've lived in has had a state income tax. So I didn't truly understand the benefit of not having a state income tax, which is nice. But, yeah, the feds take a bite.
They take a huge bite.
Yeah.
When my husband had Must Be Doing Something Right, which was his biggest single,
mm-hmm.
we had to go or stroke out a check. And coming down 65 on the interstate, I saw a grown man clawing at the windows like he wanted to crawl out and throw himself out into traffic. And you shouldn't have that on tax day. I mean, it should be simple. You should feel good about it. But it feels like you're, you know, being bent over anymore. And this past Monday, I paid mine because I owed it. It was a chunk. And now it's gone straight to the Ukraine, which...
Oh, that's right.
Which
or Taiwan, which is such a sham.
Well, but you know, I think Tucker Carlson on Rogan this week was talking about all of his real estate friends in South Florida, talking about all the oligarchs from Ukraine buying these big, beautiful million-dollar mansions.
Well, I wonder where they're getting that cash.
Exactly. From Debbie Matthews. So, anyway, we'll be back after these messages. Matt Murphy, so glad he's here with me.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook. Or contact us at 931-490-8183.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy. The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled. But then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com. Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
Let it rain. Let me talk to him.
Yeah. I love it. It's Debbie Matthews. It's April 21st, and it's my first dang show ever, and I've got my best buddy.
I've already broken something.
I know you have. We'll have to dock your pay.
I owe the radio station.
No, I'll take care of it.
I owe Ski. Lewis, don't tell on me.
Lou, King Lou. That's what we're going to call
Big
him.
Big Louie.
King Louie. That's it. Lou, mm-hmm. Lou Maddox is in with us tonight working the board along with my Belle. So, Belle, it's so good to see you. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And it's Matt, so good for Belle not to be seen.
Yeah. Hey guys.
So I have a question. I have a question for you. I don't mean to stymie segment number two, but you asked me a question, and I told you the real answer off air because you kept pressing me on. Are you prepping? And I told Debbie off the air that, well, if I am prepping, I'm not going to tell you on a big old radio station.
You don't want the marauders to come.
No, but are you? Do you prep? Are you prepping?
Let me tell you what I just did. Okay, we just bought a generator for the whole house.
There you go.
Well, I was like, I'm buying all these little generators because I got to have one for my phone, right? That if it goes out, I got to have one for my CPAP machine because, God, I don't want to die in the middle of the night. And all of these other things that I need energy for. And I was setting and I looked, and Generac commercial came on. And I was like, why am I not calling them? And so I had the lady that owns the, it's the number one Generac provider in the country. Mm-hmm. She's a woman-owned franchise, and she's in Middle Tennessee. And her name is Carrie Green. And, you know, I'm the chair of the conservative Republican Party. As I always say, we're not the low-T GOP, the conservative group. And we had Carrie come down to just say, hey, this is what it looks like. If you're interested in getting some sort of whole home generator, this is what you can do. And Saturday morning she called me and she said, I've been thinking about your group. They were so fantastic. And I'm making stock or whatever, because she knows we're glassing eggs this Monday night. We do have a meeting on Monday for the conservative Republicans, if anyone's interested.
You're glassing eggs.
Glassing eggs is that you can
like
take.
You're talking about a foreign, you're talking
no,
about a foreign
so,
language.
You know how chickens lay an abundance amount of eggs at certain times of the year, and then they start to go into where they don't produce, like in the late fall or winter.
During the winter months.
Yeah. So when people have an abundance of eggs, there's a thing called glassing that you can put fresh eggs that have not been washed, that still have the bloom on them, mm-hmm. and you can put them in a jar with pickling and water, and they will last a year to 18 months, like fresh eggs. And so we're learning to do that, the conservative Republicans. I'm not saying we're preppers or anything. But anyway, so she came down. She called me on Saturday morning. And I said, so weird that you called, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm about to start a radio show. Will you please listen in? And she goes, I'll do better. I'll sponsor you.
Hello.
And I said, well, hot dang. Okay. And so I am letting everyone know, if you're interested in buying a Generac generator.
And you should be.
You should be. And she owns what is called the Generator Superstore. And it is a woman-owned business. But if you use the code Debbie, you will get $500 off a whole home system.
Nice.
$500 is a lot. Now, the whole home system is based on your square footage, so the prices vary as mm-hmm. you go up. But anyway, so welcome, Generac, to the Debbie Matthews Show.
That's one of those that as soon as it recognizes the lights go off, boom, it
it's like three seconds yeah. or three.
And, that's
and
good
then,
stuff.
Yeah, and it runs off your gas. So if electricity is mm-hmm. out, the gas will pick up.
And all of your neighbors will be your best friends.
Well, that's well. I don't think you that have. You can keep, even turn the lights on because, again, you're back to the prepper wolves. Mm-hmm. So you have to sit there with candlelight. But at least my freezers will work. My refrigerator will work. My CPAP will work. It's awful to say that.
You're so funny. You go deep. You're like, I've got power, but I'm not turning it on because I don't want all
I don't
these,
want anybody there. I want but anybody I do want know. Everything operating, you know? It's so funny. And it's weird to be on Sunday nights. Because this is the first one on Sunday nights, because we do the morning show here, so you know my voice is clear, I'm awake, you know, you, or you're cognizant of what you're saying. Whereas on Wednesdays and Thursday mornings, the moment we hit the ground and go, wah,
what time do you guys get started?
8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Not that bad.
I know.
I guess it depends on who you are.
Yeah, but Three Dudes with a View. I'm a guest on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
You're not one of the dudes.
No, I would be honored to be a dude, but I'm not technically a dude. I am a guest. And you know how I got to be a guest on Three Dudes with a View?
I do not, Debbie.
So I was chair of the Republican Party, mm-hmm. and we got a threat from somebody. Somebody threatened
probably us. Another Republican.
No, that would be par for the course, but
right.
But they accidentally put the radio station's telephone number on the threat. So I called Dale Kennedy and said, we just got a threat from somebody, which we have an idea who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that's how I ended up on the show, because I came in to talk about it.
And much like every time you make an appearance on my radio show in Nashville, mm-hmm. you are loved. Everybody
Am
loves
I?
You.
Yes, everybody Oh, my loves gosh, you. I love to be on WTN. Well,
everybody loves Debbie Matthews.
We talk about gerbils. We talk about all sorts of things.
Well, I mean...
we do. We have fun.
I don't recall that conversation off the top of my head, but I'll believe you.
I do. So how are your dogs?
They're wonderful. You know, I did not realize that dogs go through depression when a pack mate dies.
Did you lose somebody?
We lost John Henry,
our
13-year-old.
I did not know that. Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so John Henry got to the point where he just, I mean, it was a decision that we had to make. You say we lost him, we put him down because he had no quality of life. And it was a very difficult decision, but at 13, we probably had him a few more years than we were lucky to have him a nice long life. He was a huge dog. He was 125 pounds.
And what kind of dog was he?
He was a half Great Dane.
I love it.
So he's a mud. I got him off a chain, but we lost him, you know, some months ago. And our other two, Munson and Mrs. Beasley, more so Munson than Mrs. Beasley, because he's been around John Henry all of his life since he was a puppy. We noticed after, you know, a week or so that he, you know, just seemed weird. I mean, just weird, just off sort. And, you know, well, you know, of course he'll be weird, but it lasted for about a month.
Oh, no. There.
And I did a little deep dive, you know, a little mm-hmm. duck go or whatnot. And,
yeah.
And you realize that dogs, you know, when they are out of their routines and they recognize this when these types gone. Of things happen and somebody's gone.
Somebody went away and didn't come back.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, man, I'm sorry about that.
But we got a new addition to the family now. We got a groundhog in the backyard, so that's
Oh, really?
Good.
Have you named it?
Yes.
And its name is?
Gary.
Gary the groundhog?
Gary the groundhog, who likes lettuce.
Not, do you see his shadow?
So here's the thing. My beloved wife, mm-hmm. She names these things and starts feeding them.
Yes.
Now, I did some research. You know, groundhog, woodchuck, same thing, right?
I think so.
They are. The groundhog and the woodchuck, that's just two different names of the same thing. But a groundhog is not a gopher, so they're not the burrowing type of animals. They find themselves up a burrow, and they stay there, which is underneath the outshed. But so if I owned this property, I might be more concerned about it because of long-term, like, underneath shed damage or whatever.
Anything.
I don't think he's going to do anything. We don't have a garden. Most people... said online, and most people have told me personally, if you don't have veggies or whatnot growing, you don't have flowers that you want to protect, a groundhog's not going to hurt you. And a groundhog is a hoot to watch.
Yes, they are.
They are a hoot
They're
to
beautiful.
Watch. But the dogs are obsessed with them, with Gary. And now E is, she's feeding him lettuce.
I love it.
And I don't love it. You're turning Gary into a Democrat.
Oh, because he's not going out and finding his own.
He's not finding his own. It's just he's waiting for it to be at the door to the borough.
I get it.
No good.
So what are you going to do about your wife? Because you're not going to do anything about Gary. Are you going to tell her to quit feeding him?
I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. Well, I love that Gary's there. And
once you get to a certain point in life, especially when it comes to relationships, there are not many hills that are worth dying on. So, and this is certainly not one. So,
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, my husband's probably worn out on me trying to figure out this show the first week. So he's like, she's out of the house. Awesome. Because I'm driving him crazy.
This is great. I grew up in and on smaller town community radio. I think we lost our way so many years. And one of the things that attracted me to WTN in Nashville was that it was local from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. And it was as local of a station as you're going to find in such a big city, right? Because typically you've got a lot of syndicated program and you've just lost that feel. The smaller the town, the closer you can get to the community. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a small town of Thompson, Georgia, which is like 12,000 people. No P in Thompson. And we had two local radio stations, a 3,000-watt FM country station, a 1,000-watt easy listening all-service radio station, right? So we did local news. I mean, I'm 15 years old. I'm doing local news. We did local obituaries. We did local weather. Everything was produced in-house. Everything was done locally. And I felt more... And I know it's a little bit of nostalgia, but you felt more in touch with that community. Everyone in Thompson listened to these two radio stations because these were their radio stations, and they had ownership of it. And the world was a much, much bigger place, but everyone in that town felt much, much closer together. As the world gets smaller, we get further away from one another.
That's right. That's right. Well, I can tell you this. The owner of this station, his name is Delt Kennedy and his wife, Mary Susan, and I hope they're listening.
Hey, Mary Susan. Hey, Delt.
Because I love them, and they are an asset to this community because it's just like you said. People tune in to find out what's going on in Columbia. Mm-hmm. Man, if you talk about the school board or anything like that, I mean, these boards light up. People are really talking about them, just local stuff. But it glues the community together. I mean, I can walk in. I don't care where it is. If it's between 8 and 9, that radio's in whatever job, whatever business, it is on. Or I walk in somewhere, I heard y'all on the radio this morning, blah, blah, blah. And it's a beautiful thing because we don't have many times that we're all listening to the same thing anymore. When we grew up, it was 2, 4, and 5 in Middle Tennessee, ABC, CBS. Mm-hmm. You had 3 channels, right? Mm-hmm. So you could get people's attention and focus. Now there's 5,000 stations, and so we're not all on the same page ever, or the same hymn book, I always say, mm-hmm. right? And so it's a chance for us all to sort of be together. I always thought of that with the Star Spangled Banner at a football game. It was one time where we were all united and could do one thing together. But that's slowly sort of being eroded away, or trying to be. I hope it stays forever.
Well, I mean, I would say this, that I do not believe. I like to say, a good friend of mine said this, and I've stolen it from him, that the 21st century has certainly not turned out the way that I thought it would. I thought we'd have flying cars by now.
I know.
And I thought that everybody would be more simpatico about how they viewed the good and the bad, right. You know, the right and the wrong, light and dark. And it seems like we're more divided on those subjects than ever before. I don't know what it will take to get us back singing from that same hymn book. I don't know. I don't know if it'll ever happen again.
So Delk, who is a federal prosecutor, he thinks that we're headed to a divorce. What do you think?
Well, I certainly don't know how you come to the table of understanding, compassion, and compromise when there's one group of people that doesn't seem very interested in it. And I believe I think that conservatives or libertarians, and I classify myself as a libertarian, I think that we are willing to accept and understand differing points of view far more so than the political left.
Absolutely.
Or the socialists.
Absolutely.
They don't want to understand you. They want to destroy you because they consider you to be in their way to accomplish their goals.
It was a great video that came out over the holiday where it was a conservative guy fishing. He said, if a Republican vegan doesn't like to eat meat, he just stops eating meat. But if it's a liberal vegan, he tells everybody no meat is allowed. Or if it's a conservative that wants to buy a gun or not buy a gun, he buys or doesn't buy a gun, but a liberal wants to take your complete gun rights away. And this is sort of the thing on every topic. It is groupthink, and it is a demand on exactly what to think, feel, all the way down, all the time. And I think we're, as you said, we're divided. I don't see us, I don't know what this looks like.
Well, and social media has exacerbated this to the point that I think we need to take a divorce from it. I say often on the air on my show that I don't know that I would tell you that the internet, not just social media, but the internet has been a net positive to society. Now, I understand that the internet, as it exists, has a tremendous amount of upside. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, bringing this level of information to the world and this level of community, that's a wonderful thing. But it, and so when it started in the late 90s and through the 2000s, it was obviously, you know, I think if you polled people, nearly 100% of people would say, well, the internet's a good thing. I don't think you'd get that number today.
I don't think so either.
Because it, you know, I believe that God created us all special and unique, and we all have something to offer the earth, but that doesn't mean that everyone deserves to be listened to or heard, or that everyone's value is the same in a debate, a discussion, or any dynamic. And what social media has created is this dynamic by which non-valuable people think that they not only deserve, but they must be heard and listened to. And it's just not true. And if you tell them that it's not true, I think this is where cancel culture comes from.
Right.
Is that when you explain to people your voice does not matter in the manner in which you think it does, they unify similar voices around a concept of not doing anything positive. They unify it around destroying you.
Right.
Because you pointed out a different point of view or pointed out the obvious to them that they don't matter that much.
Well, what was interesting this past week is Florida, I believe Florida is moving to get rid of cell phones in schools, and that you have to be a certain age before you can go on social media. And I'm like going, I think those are both great ideas. I think teachers are having a hard enough time right now trying to deal with kids. And the phones being in the classroom to me are a big problem. I really think that. I don't know if you check them as they come in because parents are going to be screaming, I need to get a hold of my kid immediately. But there's something about divided attention all day long.
Well, and we decided, Debbie, as a society and really as a race of beings.
Right.
Human beings decided a long, long, long time ago that there are certain aspects of our lives in our society that have to have age restrictions applied to them, that we're going to wait until we're going to set a standard of what we believe to be societal or social maturity.
Right.
And we're just going to set that as the benchmark. So, you know, for example, 16 years old to drive a car. Right.
Yep.
So that doesn't mean that some people who grow up at the age of 14 don't have the maturity to drive a car. It just means we've set a standard for society that this is the place, 18 years old to go into the military, you know, whatever age it is to smoke cigarettes, 21 years old to drink. So we do that because we have an expectation that you need to have a certain level of maturity in order to, in an adult way, handle these situations. I am a big believer. I mean, which is more of a danger? Driving a Ford Prius? Is a Ford Prius? Yeah, driving a Prius or getting on the internet?
I think it's Toyota, but getting on
the whatever, right. You know, whatever. So
I think it's more dangerous getting on the internet.
So are we, but parents don't want to hear it.
Oh, I know, because it's the babysitter.
Because it's a babysitter.
It's the babysitter. But the phones, you know, and I know a lot of people are not going to agree with that, but I think we really need to challenge ourselves to go, be the adults in the room saying, okay, we need to rethink this because the phones are a distraction. They are a distraction. I think kids could get so much more done in school if there was not a phone or somebody, you know, here, let me respond on Twitter or getting that in. All of that all day long. I'm distracted by social media all day long.
Well, so when there was a debate about pornographic materials on the internet and having to verify your age for pornographic
Texas,
materials.
Right.
We talked about that. And on my show, I said, wait a minute. What we need to be debating is whether or not you need to verify your age to go on the internet at all.
That's a thought. That's a thought. That's a brilliant thought. But I hadn't thought. Did they uphold that in Texas? It's held up so far.
No, I mean, Texas has held up on the age restrictions and age verification. Okay. Obviously, and Tennessee's considering doing it.
Why is Tennessee always behind? Why are we not leading on this stuff?
No, anyway, we're not as bad as Alabama, trust me.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it more when we come back. It's the Debbie Matthews Show with Matt Murphy.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Murray County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of 10 Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Murray County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at 10pin.com. 10 Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see.
We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trawood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Let it rain. Let me talk to him.
Hello, Columbia. It is Sunday night, and it's the Debbie Matthews premiere show, and I'm so glad to be surrounded by these beautiful men in this room. I'm thankful
Matt and me, I'm here too.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
You're the most beautiful. You're my diva friend.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you should see him do his hair, his beard.
I have too much of it. You know, I made a mistake, and I promised on the radio that I would not cut my hair again until we had a new president-elect.
Are you staying with that?
Well, I mean, so far so good.
But you're going to go for another 6 months with haircut?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not worried about 6 months. I'm worried about four years and 6 months.
This is true.
Right? Man, so yeah. 6 months would be a breeze. I would love if that were the culmination of 6 months of hair growth.
Hey, can I do a couple of things before we go any further? So everybody that's listening, if you're so inclined, I've got a Facebook page called The Debbie Matthews Show, and we're going to gear up to do some special things on Mother's Day.
Aww.
And so if you want to give a shout out to your mama on Mother's Day from my show, I want you to go to Facebook and give me the name of your mom and who you are, and I'm going to make, you know, we're going to do it old school where we're giving shout outs for Mother's Day.
You can say hey to mama and them.
Got mama and them. That's mm-hmm. right. So I love.
Y'all need to do that.
Yes.
I would give anything in this world to be able to say hey to my mama.
Me again. Too. Yeah. When did your mom pass?
In 2003.
My mom passed in 2006.
Aww.
I think it was six. Yeah. And then my dad died in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know he was on the way to visit her grave and he dropped dead with the flowers in his arms? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It was the best story. He was the greatest man ever. So, you know, my mom and dad, man, I love them and I miss them. French and Beverly Chapman from Hampshire Pike. I love them. But anyway, so everybody, go to my Facebook page. Tell me you listened. And if you want to give your mama a shout out on Mother's Day, which is the 12th of May this year, I think. Yeah. Yes. Because Saturday's 11th. The 12th of May is Mother's Day, and we're going to give our mamas a shout-out, old school, like we used to. So, you used to say that the obituaries
uh-huh. we
were
did.
The biggest thing.
We did birthdays once an hour.
Yeah.
On WTWA.
I think people,
your favorite easy listening hits from the 40s to the 80s, Heart of Thompson.
I think that's missed. I miss Swap Shop. I miss all of that
stuff. We did. You know, it was a big scandal in McDuffie County in Thompson, Georgia, when they tried to rename the Swap Shop the Wheeler Dealer Show.
That sounds like a weed thing.
Well, I mean, Mike Wall, the general manager, thought that the Wheeler Dealer Show would sound better, more modern. And everybody hated it.
I know.
And they revolted.
Right.
And had to go back to the Swap Shop.
I love Swap Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love that. I loved radio. And one reason I'm so excited to be on the radio is, you know, I used to fall asleep, listen to the radio at night. I mean, it's just, or listening to Jerry House on WSIX when he had the crew there on in the mornings, it was some of the best radio I'd ever heard. Just personalities and people laughing and great jokes. I would sit in my driveway and just listen till they finished. I loved it, you know. And then radio ended up saving my life one time, but I'll leave that for another day and time. But I have to tell you about it. But I love radio.
Huh? That's a tease. That's a professional radio tease there.
But,
radio saved my life, but I'll tell you about that later.
Radio did save my life.
Tell you about Generac generators.
Yes. Speaking of which, I need to mention. So if you are looking for a whole home generator, go to, I want you to call Carrie Green at 615-879-1952. 615-879-1952. And if you decide to get a whole home generator, you can use the code Debbie for $500 off your whole home generator.
Now, how do I spell Debbie? Debbie?
D-E-B-B-I-E. Thank you for reminding me, because there's several ways, right?
There's a couple of ways.
The Y is just stupid. Debbie. It's got a little smile on it.
You could be cute and just have the I, a little heart over it.
Yeah.
But that's not you.
No, my dad.
That's not you.
No. My dad named me. My mother named me, and it went on my birth certificate, and my dad went down and changed it before she woke up.
Huh.
That's another story. But
my grandmother kicked my dad out of the hospital room because of what he wanted to name me.
What do you want to name you?
Beauregard.
That would have been a great name.
My grandmother did not think so.
My dad's first name was just the letter R, and his middle name was French, which is unusual. French you hear every once in a while, but R French. So my mother named me Susanna, and then she wanted to use my dad's middle name. And she said instead of French, she said Frenchette. And dad was, he goes, that's a stripper name. That's not going to happen. I cannot let my daughter be named Susanna Frenchette. So while she was asleep, he went down and changed it.
That's a mouthful. Susanna Frenchette.
Susanna. Yeah. Woo. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. So anyway, I'm a 1960s baby named Debbie. So, but anyway, okay, everybody, listen. I've got the new shelter director in this studio, Kim Raffoff. I have to always look Raffoff. I don't want to say it bad. So say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
This is the most beloved public servant that I know, because she did it for free for years. And I wanted her to come in and do a little spotlight because Matt's here and he is a dog guy. Like, I'm a dog girl.
Love it.
Kim, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
And we're so thankful that you're our new shelter director, because we have an awesome shelter. Did you know Tennessee only has 23 county shelters out of 95 counties? It is very fortunate when you have an animal shelter. So we're blessed, aren't we, Kim?
Yes, we are really, really fortunate to have a beautiful shelter. We just had a tour this past week with 20 different shelters who came and toured our facility here in Murray County. And, you know, it's the typical case of you don't know what you have until other people come up and show you what they don't have.
That's right. So we are very thankful. The city and the county decided to partner years ago on a shelter. And it was the best partnership that we've ever had, because the city and county sort of butt heads at times. But now we have a fantastic shelter. And so the reason I wanted Kim to slip in, and we're going to look at Matt. Kim and I'm going to emcee a fundraiser that we're putting on for the shelter called the Fur Ball. And I'm going to ask Matt Murphy if you will co-host this with
me.
Yes,
I will.
So we can get people in, because we want to be able for anybody, regardless of their income, to be able to get a spayed neuter, because that's how it all starts. If you want to save a million dogs, neuter one, correct?
That is the truth.
Yes. And right now, because 2020 happened and vets were shut down, people didn't get their dogs spayed or neutered. And right now, because the economy is so bad, people are surrendering them. And it's bad out there for shelters and for rescues. And so, okay, Kim, we put him on the spot. You and I have to set the date for the Fur Ball. And everybody in Murray County, you get your glitzy dresses and stuff out. We are going to have a huge, huge event. So, Kim, where can they get a hold of you to donate things to the shelter? What do we sell?
You can contact us at the shelter. It's 931-375-1406 is our adoption line. We are always open to donations of cleaning products, paper towels, any of that, towels, blankets. We'll take it all.
And will you pick it up?
We will pick it up.
Is there a place, if I say that you can drop it off at the radio station in my office, you can come and pick up from here?
Absolutely. We'd love to have a box here.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that I would like to do that. So thank you for coming in. She's a great shelter director. And everybody,
thank you,
remember
Kim. That's awesome.
And Matt Murphy, I love you.
Love you too,
truly,
Debbie Matthews.
I love you.
Deep You're down. Awesome. Thank you for allowing me to be on your premier broadcast.
That's right. Good night, Columbia. We love you. See you next Sunday with Rory Feek. Don't forget to send in your Mother's Days on the Debbie Matthews Show Facebook page.